Yeah, the assistant warden wants this one out of the block early. Wants to get it over with fast.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, come on, wake up, it's time. Wake up, let's go, it's time.
This is it.
7474505B.
What wing?
Maximum wing, block 9.
Standard release.
Parole 3 out of 5, good behavior.
Give me a minute. One Timex digital watch broken. One unused prophylactic. One soiled. Black suit jacket, one pair of black suit pants, one hat, black, one pair of sunglasses, $23.07. Sign here.
the train pulled out, I swung on behind. Crazy about a hard-headed woman of mine.
What's this?
What?
This car. This stupid car. Where's the Cadillac? The caddy. Where's the caddy?
The what?
The Cadillac we used to have. The Bluesmobile.
I traded it.
Traded the Bluesmobile for this?
No, for a microphone.
A microphone? Okay, I can see that. What the hell is this?
This was a bargain. I picked it up at the Mount Prospect City police auction last spring. It's an old Mount Prospect police car. They were practically giving them away.
Well, thank you, Al. The day I get out of prison, my own brother picks me up in a police car.
Like it?
No, I don't like it.
Car's got a lot of pickup. It's got a cop motor, a 440 cubic inch plant. It's got cop tires, cop suspension, cop shocks. It's a model made before catalytic converters, so it'll run good on regular gas. What do you say? Is it the new Bluesmobile or what? Fix the cigarette lighter.
Doing here?
You promised you'd visit the Penguin the day you got out.
Yeah? So I lied to her.
You can't lie to a nun. We gotta go in and visit the Penguin.
No fucking way.
Chicken Elwood.
Come in. Hello, boys. Nice to see you. Please, have a seat. no, boys. Come over here in front of me. I want to see your faces. The county took a tax assessment of this property last month. They want $5,000.
Doesn't the church have to pay that?
They would if they were interested in keeping the place. But they aren't. The Archbishop wants to sell this building outright to the Board of Education.
What's going to happen to you?
I'll be sent to the missions. Africa. Latin America. Korea.
Forget it. $5,000, no problem. We'll have it for you in the morning. Let's go, Elwood.
No, no! I will not take your filthy, stolen money.
Well, then. I guess you're really up shit creek.
Oh! I beg your pardon. What did you say?
I offered to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You refused to take our money.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, I guess you're really up shit creek.
Ow!
Christ, Jake, take it easy, man.
Elwood.
Jesus Christ.
Ow! Such a disappointing pair. I prayed so hard for you. It saddens and hurts me that the two young men whom I raised to believe in the Ten Commandments have returned to me as two thieves with filthy mouths and bad attitudes. Get out and don't come back until you've redeemed yourselves.
Boys, you gotta learn not to talk to nuns that way.
Jake! Elwood!
Curtis!
Hey,
oh,
you look fine, man.
Good to see you, man.
Hey, buy you boys a drink?
Boys, things are bad. Ain't gonna sell this place to the Board of Education, and I'll be out on the street. That money's got to be in the Cook County Assessor's office within 11 days.
They wouldn't turn you out, would they?
Shit. What's one more old nigger to the Board of Education?
Curtis, you and the Penguin are the only family we got. You're the only one that was ever good to us. Singing Elmore James tunes and blowing the harp for us down here.
Well, the sister was right. You boys could use a little churching up. Slide on down to the Triple Rock and catch Reverend Cleophas. You boys listen to what he's got to say.
Curtis? I don't want to listen to no jive-ass preacher talking to me about heaven and hell.
Jake, you get wise. You get the church.
All I'm saying is, we've got to figure out some way to get that money, honestly.
Well, that could be a problem.
It's like the Penguin says, we've got to make that move towards redemption. We got to go to church.
You got to make that move toward redemption. You got to go to church.
Bullshit. Come on.
This week's sermon is from our beloved, the Reverend Cleophas Jenkins.
And now, people, when I woke up this morning, I heard a disturbing sound. I said, when I woke up this morning, I heard a disturbing sound. What I heard was a jangle of a thousand lost souls. I'm talking about the soul of mortal men and women departed from this life. Wait a minute. Those lost angry souls roaming unseen over the earth, seeking a divine life. They'll not find, because it's too late. Too late, yeah. Too late for them to ever see again the life they once chose not to follow. All right. Don't be lost when the time comes. For the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. Amen. Can I get an amen? Well. Let us all. Let us kneel and hold, let us kneel.
put the band back together. We do a few gigs. We get some bread. Bang! $5,000.
Yeah, well, getting the band back together might not be that easy, Jake.
What are you talking about?
They split. They all took straight jobs.
Yeah, so you know where they are. You said you were keeping in touch with them.
I got a couple of leads, a few phone numbers. But I mean, how many of them visited or even wrote you, huh?
They're not the kind of guys who write letters. You were outside, I was inside. You were supposed to keep in touch with the band. I kept asking you if we were going to play again.
What was I going to do? Take away your only hope? Take away the very thing that kept you going in there? I took the liberty of bullshitting you, okay?
You lied to me.
It wasn't lies, it was just bullshit. Rollers.
No.
Yeah.
Failed to stop in a red signal.
The light was yellow, sir.
May I see your license, please?
God damn it. Man, I haven't been pulled over in 6 months. I bet those cops have got SCMATs.
SCMATs?
State, County, Municipal Offender Data System.
Elwood, we show your license currently under suspension. Step out of the car, please.
First, you trade the Cadillac for a microphone. Then you lie to me about the band. Now you're gonna put me right back in the joint.
They're not gonna catch us. We're on a mission from God.
Elwood.
We are in high-speed pursuit, northbound on Cortland Avenue. Black and white 1974 Dodge sedan with Illinois plates. Request assistance.
All right, if we can just get back on the expressway.
Don't look like no expressway to me.
Don't yell at me.
What the hell you want me to do, Motorhead?
Well, try not to be so negative all the time. Why don't you offer some constructive criticism?
You got us into this parking lot, pal. Now you get us out.
You want out of this parking lot? Okay.
Would there be anything else?
Yes, do you have a Miss Piggy?
lots of space in this mall.
Disco pants and haircuts.
Yeah.
Are in early this year. Tier 1 imports.
Catch that sucker. It's the last thing I ever do.
Nice place, huh?
Anybody call for me on the phone?
No calls. Some guy left his card. Cop said he'd be back.
This here's my brother Jake. Just got out of the joint. He's gonna be staying with me for a few weeks.
Okay.
Did you give me my cheese whiz, boy?
Much, but it's home.
How often does the train go by?
So often you won't even notice it.
What are you doing?
Thinking dinner. Want some?
Tomorrow we gotta get the band back together.
I'm gonna quit work. In the morning, first thing.
And how are you gonna get to work, Mr. Leadfoot, Mr. Hot Rodder, Mr. Motorhead? Those cops took your license away. They got your name, your address?
No, they don't got my address. I falsified my renewal. Put down 1060 West Addison.
60 West Addison? Wrigley Field.
I gotta hit the sack. Hey, you sleaze. My bet.
this gentleman is the elegant abode of one Elwood Blues.
Yeah, thanks for your help, Mr. Mercer.
You know, I kind of like the Wrigley Field bit.
Yeah, real cute.
Hi, Sam.
Hi. My friend arrived yet? Failed to report in yesterday.
I don't want no trouble.
You just tell us where they are, and there'll be no trouble.
Almost 9 o'clock. We've got to go to work. Gotta quit.
Why is that, Elwood?
I'm going to become a priest.
Well, okay. Listen, I'll call payroll and have them get your severance pay ready. Good luck.
God bless you, sir.
Well, thank you.
What's this?
This is the last known address of Bones Malone and Lulu Marini.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Yep.
Tarantino.
Ma'am, do you have a Thomas Malone or Louis Marini living here?
Not anymore. They moved out a long time ago. I don't take in boarders, not for a long time.
May we come in, ma'am?
Please.
Please.
Did they leave a forwarding address, a phone number?
No.
Did they live quietly? What were their personal habits?
They were good boys, but they made a lot of racket at night. Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
Mr. Mann!
Yes, ma'am?
They left this card. Maybe it'd help you.
Marvelous. Thank you. I'm Murph, and these are the Magic Tones. Steve the Colonel Cropper, Donald Duck Dunn, Willie Two Big Hall, and Tom Bones Malone. We'll be back with the Magic Tones for the Armada Room's two-hour disco swing party after this short break. Till then, don't you go changing.
So, Jay, you're out, you're free, you're rehabilitated. What's next? What's happening? What you gonna do? You got the money you owe us, motherfucker?
Look, let's just get something straight here. The reason he got locked in the slam in the first place was for sticking up a gas station to cover you guys.
You're kidding. He pulled that job to pay for the band's room service tab from that Kiwanis gig in Cold City.
You did?
That's right. So I don't want to hear any more of this small change shit. We're putting the band back together.
Now, who here at this table can honestly say that they played any finer or felt any better than they did when they were with the Blues Brothers? You were the backbone, the nerve center of a great rhythm and blues band. You can make that live, breathe, and jump again. Murph and the Magic Tones, look at you in those candy-ass monkey suits. And I thought I had it bad in Joliet.
At least we got a change in clothes, sucker. You're wearing the same shit you had on 3 years ago.
Jake ain't lying, though. We had a band powerful enough to turn goat piss into gasoline.
But we'll never get that fat sound again. Not without some more horns. We'll never get Mr. Fabulous.
Where is he?
Forget it. Mr. Fabulous is the top maitre d' at the Shea Paul. He's pulling down six bills a week.
Yeah, and Matt Murphy up and got himself married.
Where is Matt Guitar Murphy?
He opened a soul food restaurant with his old lady on Maxwell Street, and he took Blue Lou with him.
You'll never get Matt and Mr. Fabulous out of them high-paying gigs.
Well, yeah. Well, me and the Lord, we got an understanding.
We're on a mission from God.
Mainly French cuisine. No, sir, Mayor Daly no longer dines here. He's dead, sir.
Private dining rooms are available.
Oh, no. I thought it was supposed to be 5 years. Didn't you get 5 years?
No, sir, not you. And your name, sir?
Rizzolo for 8 at 11:30.
Thank you.
Mr. Fabulous, how marvelous it is to see you. You're looking younger than ever.
Wait, you guys can't come in here.
Nonsense, my dear fellow. My brother and I have come to dine to celebrate my early release from the service of the state.
Wait, let's
talk outside. Let's have a cup of coffee outside.
Why, heavens, no! We seek a full meal and all the compliments of the house.
Come, Elwood. Let us adjourn ourselves to the nearest table and overlook this establishment's board of fare.
Good evening, Shea Fault.
Wait, hey!
Sir, do you mind calling back in about 5 minutes, please? I'm sure we'll have a table for you in just a few moments. Excuse me, won't you?
Give us a bottle of your finest champagne, 5 shrimp cocktails, and some bread for my brother.
We have a Dom Perignon 71 at $120.
That'll be fine, pal.
Come on, seriously, you guys. The food here is really expensive. The soup is fucking $10. Come on, let's go outside. I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
We're putting the band back together.
Forget it. No way.
We're on a mission from God.
Hold it, hold it. What's this?
Waiter. Sir. Please. Waiter.
Yes, sir. How are your salads?
The salads are fine. It's just that we'd like to move to another table, away from those two gentlemen.
Why? Have they been disturbing you?
No. It's just that, well, frankly, they're offensive. Smelling. I mean, they smell bad.
Excuse me, sir. I'll see if I can locate another table for you.
Thank you.
Wrong glass, sir.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
Your women. I want to buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Sell them to me. Sell me your children.
Maitre d'. Maitre d'.
Carter. When is it going to ask me to call the cops?
You wouldn't do that to me, would you, man?
He just got out of Joliet. He's on parole. You can't call the cops on him, man.
We're putting the band back together.
I said no, absolutely not.
You, how much for your wife?
Putting the band back together. We need you, man. We need your horn.
I can't. I really can't.
We got everybody except Matt Guitar Murphy and Blue Lou, and we're getting them next.
No way.
If you say no, Elwood and I will come here for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day of the week.
Okay, I'll play. You got me.
Sir!
Is calling you, the sacred and ancient symbol of your race.
since the beginning of time. The Jew is using the black as muscle against you. And you are left there helpless.
Well, what are you going to do about it, Whitey? Just sit there? Of course not. You are going to join with us, the members of the American Socialist White People's Party, an organization of decent, law-abiding white folk, just like you.
I pledge allegiance to Adolf Hitler.
I pledge allegiance to Adolf Hitler.
The immortal leader of our race.
The immortal leader of our race.
To the order for which he stands.
And to the order for which he stands.
One great cause.
One great cause.
Sacred and invincible.
Sacred and invincible.
Hey, what's going on?
Those bums won their court case, so they're marching today.
What bums?
The fucking Nazi party.
Illinois Nazis. I hate Illinois Nazis.
Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler!
Gruppenfuhrer, get that car's license plate number. We're gonna kill that son of a bitch.
Walked and walked and talked that talk and whisper in my ear, tell me that you love me. I love that talk, that baby talk. When you talk like that, I can't take it like that. How, how, how.
Hey, hey.
Song that I wrote back in the '50s.
No, you didn't.
Well, I did.
No, you didn't.
Help you, boys?
You got any white bread?
Yes.
I'll have some toasted white bread, please.
You want butter or jam on that toast, honey?
No, ma'am. Dry.
Got any fried chicken?
Best damn chicken in the state.
Bring me 4 fried chickens and a Coke.
You want chicken wings or chicken legs?
4 fried chickens and a Coke.
And some dry white toast, please.
You all want anything to drink with that?
No, ma'am.
A Coke.
Be up in a minute. We got 2 hunkies out there dressed like Hasidic diamond merchants.
Say what?
They look like they're from the CIA or something.
What they want to eat?
The tall one wants white bread, toast, dry, with nothing on it.
Elwood.
And the other one wants 4 whole fried chickens and a Coke.
And Jake shit the Blues Brothers. Hi, Jake.
Matt!
Hi, Elwood.
How you doing?
How you doing? How was Joliet?
Oh, it's bad. Thursday night, they serve a wicked pepper steak.
Can't be as bad as the cabbage roll at the Terre Haute Federal Pen.
Or that oatmeal at the Cook County Slammer.
Oh, they are all pretty bad.
Matt, me and Elwood, we're putting the band back together. We need you and Blue Lou.
Oh, man, don't talk that way around here. My lady, she'll kill me.
Ma'am, you gotta understand that this is a lot bigger than any domestic problems you might be experiencing.
Matt, what the hell is he talking about?
Don't get riled, sugar.
Don't get riled, sugar me. Now, you're not going back on the road no more, and you ain't playing in them old two-bit sleazy dives. You're living with me now. And you're not going to go sliding around with your old white hoodlum friends.
But, babes, this is Jake and Elwood, the Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers? Shit. They still owe you money, fool.
Ma'am, would it make you feel any better if you knew that what we're asking Matt here to do is a holy thing?
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here. Now, this is my man, this is my restaurant, and you two are going to just walk right out that door without your dry white toast, without your 4 fried chickens, and without Matt Guitar Murphy.
Now, you listen to me. I love you, but I'm the man and you're the woman, and I'll make the decision concerning my life.
You better think about what you're saying. You better think about the consequences of your actions.
Oh, shut up, woman.
You better think. Be free. Oh, freedom, freedom.
Let's put.
Pardon me, but we do have a strict policy concerning the handling of the instruments. An employee of Ray's Music Exchange must be present. Now, may I help you?
Ray, it's me, Joliet Jake. I once rented some column speakers from you, for my band, the Blues Brothers.
Hey, Ray, it's me, Murph, of Murph and the Magic Tones. Remember me? I bought 3 Fender amps.
Oh, we sell a lot of amplifiers.
Well, not like these. They were beautiful. Upholstered with thick red shag.
Oh, right, right. I remember now. As a matter of fact, I'll buy them all back for $350 apiece.
$350? I paid $800 each not 6 months ago.
Well, you know depreciation, man.
Ray, we're here to buy stuff. We need pianos, amps, mics, the works.
Now go on, get. Breaks my heart. Boy, that young going bad.
Tell me a little about this electric piano, Ray.
Ah, you have a good eye, my man. That's the best in the city of Chicago.
How much?
$2,000, and it's yours. You can take it home with you. As a matter of fact, I'll throw in the black keys for free.
$2,000 for this chunk of shit? Come on, Ray.
I mean, really, Ray, it's used. There's no action left in this keyboard.
Excuse me. I don't think there's anything wrong with the action on this piano.
Well, I heard about the fella you've been dancing with all over the neighborhood. So why didn't you ask me, baby? Or didn't you think I could? Well, I know that the boogaloo is out of sight. But the shingling's a thing tonight. Shake it, baby. Now we go loopy loop.
man. We'll take these axes.
Naturally. And as usual, I gotta take an IOU.
Well, my mother loved me. She had to stay out all night long. Oh, Lord. Well, my mother loved me. She had to stay out all night long. I didn't care what she long. I was boogie around.
You guys go inside and get yourselves a bite. I've got to make a phone call.
Now, Jake, does this phone call concern our first gig?
Have I ever lied to you?
What are we going to do, man? We don't got no gig.
How much money you got?
I got a quarter.
That's enough for a phone call. Come on.
What are you doing, Elwood?
You said we were going to make a call.
I said I was going to make a call.
Who are you going to call, Jake?
You remember Maury Sline?
Sline? Booking agent? What about him?
Well, he got us some good showcases in the old days. He got us to Morgan Park, got us to TikTok. I got him laid. He owes me.
Give it a shot.
Gotta be at least $7 worth of change here.
Yeah?
Sir?
What'd you find out?
Okay. I called a friend at the motor vehicle department. That license plate is like a rash all over the computer. The car belongs to a known traffic menace.
What's his name?
His name is Elwood Blues. He's got a record a mile long. And he's a Catholic.
Did you get his address?
Of course. 1060 West Addison.
Let's go.
Anybody with that kind of record is going to make a mistake. I want all party members in the tri-state district to monitor the city, county, and state police on their CBs. Mr. Blues is going to fuck up. And when he does, he better pray the police get to him before we do.
Boogie Chulo.
All right, man, we've been in this car for 3 hours now. Where the hell is this place?
I told you it'd take a little while to get there.
What's the name of the place?
The name of the place is, Bob's Country Bunker. Here we are.
Bob's Country Bunker?
One night I was laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama, let that boy boogie boogie. Beginning, and he's got to come out.
Jake, the sign says tonight only the good old boys.
Blues Brothers. It should read, tonight only the Blues Brothers triumphant return. Must be some kind of mistake. You guys unload the stuff. Elwood, come with me.
What can I get you, boys? You thirsty? You hungry? Or are you just driving through? Maybe like a beer or something a little harder? Hey, you know, we happen to make the state's best pepper steak.
No, thank you, ma'am. We may be sucking back a few beers a little later on. We'll be here all night. You see, we're the band.
You are? Oh, gee, that's nice. Hey, Bob, this is the band.
All right.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Jake, are you sure this is the place?
Yeah, sure, this is the place. Hey, you the good old boys? That's us. The rest of the band's out in the parking lot getting our stuff together.
Well, I'm sure glad to have you boys here. I'm Bob, and this here is my place.
Well, it's a beautiful place, Bob.
I guess you boys want to get your steel guitars and everything set up on the stage, don't you? Claire, go up there and turn those stage lights on and get these boys going up there.
Chicken wire?
What do you say we set for a sound check?
Excuse me, Sonny. I guess I'll give this to you. You're the tallest one.
Okay. What is it?
Well, that there is a list of the songs that you boys will be playing tonight.
Man, I don't think we know any of the songs on this list.
Oh, this list doesn't mean anything. They're just requests. For a regular set. First tune.
Give me some loving. One, two.
One, two, three, four.
You shit. What are those damn freak peckerheads playing?
Good evening, ladies. Glad to be here in Kokomo tonight.
We're the good old Blues Brothers, boys, band from Chicago. Sure hope you like our show. I'm Elwood, my brother Jake.
Well, my temperature's rising and my feet are strong. Rich people not because they want to stop. Let me hear you better, I don't know what you got. Better take it easy, this place is hot. And I'm feeling so bad, lady.
That ain't no Hank Williams song.
Why'd they turn out the lights?
Maybe they blew a fuse.
I don't think so, man. Those lights are off on purpose.
Okay, we gotta figure out something these people like and fast.
Hey, I've got it. Remember the theme from Rawhide?
The old favor, Rowdy Yates.
What key? A. Good country key.
Rawhide and A.
All the things I'm missing, the bills.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one. Stand by your man and tell the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can. Stand by your man. Stand by your man and show the giving all the love you can.
Baby,
stand by your man.
Get the hell out of here.
Shit, I'm gonna tell you, boys, that's some of the best goddamn music we've had the Country Bunker in a long time.
Well, sorry we couldn't remember the wreck of the old 97.
Oh, well, hell, you guys can learn it next time when you come back.
Bob, about our money for tonight.
That's right, $200, and you boys drank $300 worth of beer.
Well, like, when we first came in, the bar lady never charged us for the first round, so, like, we figured, you know, beer was, like, complimentary for the band, you know?
Oh, no, no.
Well, I'll just go out and take up a collection from the boys.
Well, I tell you, I sure would appreciate it.
I say this trip is nowhere, man. I say we gotta quit.
What? Quit? Well, I wish you guys would make up your mind. Otherwise, I've got to call Mr. Ronzini at the Holiday Inn and get our old gig back.
Back at the Armada room?
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drank, so you guys better split. The next gig is gonna be dynamite. Huge. You'll see.
I say we give the Blues Brothers just one more chance.
Why not? If the shit fits, wear it. Scoot over, goddammit.
Boys look a little upset.
Hey, man, don't worry. We got a couple of days. We'll get the Penguins tax money. I mean, look, we got an appointment to see Mr. Sline tomorrow. Everything's gonna be all right. Let's skate.
Excuse me, gentlemen, are you the good old boys?
Yeah, that's right. I'm talking to McElroy, lead singer, driver of the Winnebago.
Listen, I'd like to talk to you some, but running very late.
My name is Jacob Stein, the American Federation of Musicians Union, Local 200. I've been sent here to see if you gentlemen are carrying your permits.
Or what?
Your union cards. May I see your cards, please?
Suppose we ain't got no union cards and we go in there and start playing anyway. Now, what you gonna do about that? You gonna stop us? Stein? You're going to look pretty funny trying to eat corn on a cob with no fucking teeth.
Listen. Let me talk to Bob, the owner. See if we can put your band on contract waivers for tonight. I don't want you to move from this spot. Just let me handle this.
We'll talk to Bob.
Get in the car and start her up.
Now, you know you boys owe me a lot of money for that beer you drank tonight. God damn it.
Bob, we love playing here tonight. My brother's writing out an American Express traveler's check to cover the extensive bar tab.
Well, I sure would appreciate it.
I better check up, see how he's doing. See, I have to sign it, too. I usually sit in the car and write it out on the glove compartment lid. Okay? Give me a pencil.
Them guys in the union.
Union? What the hell, union? Those boys skipped out of here owing me a lot of money for beer.
What the hell are you guys all dressed up for?
We're the good old boys. You're the good old boys.
Acceleration, don't fail me now.
I don't believe it. It's that shitbox Dodge again.
Bastards are ours now.
Play anywhere, anytime, for anybody.
Put us in the Double Up Lounge or the Morgan Park Theater or the Crystal. We always knock them dead in those joints.
Discos. They're all discos.
Singles. Mixed singles. Gay singles. These people like to tumble and carry on. They like to dance with each other.
We are a dance band.
I don't know, boys. I just don't know. Times have changed, you know what I mean? But what are you guys going to do? The same act? You wear the same fakakta suits? You'll scare people away. Don't you guys ever wear blue jeans or jumpsuits like Wayne Cochran and the CC Riders? Huh?
Maury, you got to come through for us. We need 5,000 bucks fast.
5,000 bucks? Who do you think you are, the Beatles? Hey, you know the size hole you got to work to take in that kind of money, huh?
We'll fill any hall in the country.
You guys familiar with the Palace Hotel ballroom?
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Nice place up north. Built in the 40s on Lake Wazapamani. SC's 5,000. You guys fill that place, you can make 5,000 bucks easy.
Book us for tomorrow night.
Hold it. Tomorrow night? What are you talking about? A gig like that, you got to prepare the proper exploitation.
I know all about that stuff. I've been exploited all my life.
Ah, forget it. There's no way with you guys. Forget about it.
Say, how's Mrs. Sline? I might have some information she'd like to know.
You blackmailing me, Jake?
If you want to put it that way. Maury, we need this gig.
We're on a mission from God.
You get us the Hall Morey, and I guarantee we'll pack him in for miles around. What do you say?
Okay, I'll get you the Palace Hotel.
I'll print up show bills. I'll make the place look real pretty, okay? I don't think you guys are going to gross dollar one. But if you do, I want a taste of the gate, okay?
Thanks, Morey. Let's go, boys.
Listen, you boys heard me talk about Jake and Elwood. Well, now they used to live here just like you. And I used to sing to them just like with you. Tonight, Jake and Elwood are going out to sing and play to raise money to help you children. Your lazy butts are in this, too. So get up on that wagon. We're going up north to put the word in the streets.
The Fabulous Blues Brothers, Pro Band, and Review.
Hey, good boy. All right, man.
Check it out, check it out. Tonight, only from Chicago. The Blues Brothers, Rhythm and Blues Review. One night only, the Fabulous
Blues Brothers, Show Band, and Review.
You, on the motorcycle.
You two girls. Tell your friends.
Free parking.
Free parking. $2 cover charge only, folks. That's a lot of entertainment.
$2.
For $2.
You please put this in the window, lady, because it's real important.
From Chicago, the Fabulous Blues Brothers, Rhythm and Blues Review, for your dancing pleasure. And it's Ladies' Night tonight at the Palace Hotel Ballroom.
Tonight only. The Blues Brothers Genuine Rhythm and Blues Show and Review. Palace Hotel Ballroom. Tonight only.
How we doing?
Well, so far we covered Lake, McHenry, and part of DuPage County.
Good. Let's get to the gig.
What is it?
We're out of gas.
Whoa, a classic. What a room. This place is going to swing tonight.
It's a fucking barn. We'll never fill it.
We've got to fill this hall tonight. A lot of young children are dependent on it.
Young children? Why? What do you mean?
Jake and Elwood are donating the band share of the door money to pay the taxes on the St. Helens Orphanage in Calumet City.
What?
We're out of gas.
Yeah. Mind if we fill her up?
Nope. I said we're out of gas. Tanker truck's late. Should have been here 2 hours ago.
Yeah, it's always late on Thursdays.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, you. Could you fill it up with premium, please, and check under the hood?
Sure. You want I should wash the dead bugs off the windshield?
Oh, no, don't worry. I'm in kind of a hurry.
Where in the hell are they?
So, maybe you'd like to come by and see the show.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, but I do have a prior dinner engagement.
Thanks, Marvin.
Debbie, get me Troopers Daniel and Mount.
I don't see those Blues Brothers.
So wait.
Okay, you're all set. That'll be, $94.
It's 95. Thank you, Elwood.
Okay, and that's a dollar change.
Oh, keep the change.
Thanks. So look, if your date don't work out tonight for any reason, there's a motel up on the interstate. Maybe we could say meet around midnight.
I'll think about it, Elwood. Okay?
Yeah. Bye.
Son of a bitch! Come on!
Ow!
You better step on it, man.
Yeah.
I always like to perform for angry mobs.
You can't quit now.
What can they be doing?
The night train's a mead wine.
You'd better get bright, pal. We got a show to do. Then we got to figure out some way to collect that gate money. Get it to the Cook County Assessor's office as soon as they open in the morning.
Gentlemen, I'm leaving.
Man, we were so close.
Hey, you guys know Minnie the Moocher?
I knew a hooker once named Minnie Mazzola.
No, the song Minnie the Moocher.
Yeah, so what?
Hit it!
About Minnie the Moocher. She was a low down hoochie goocher. She was the roughest, toughest frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Hidey, 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 hidey. She messed around with a bloke named Smokey. She loved him, though he was cokey. He took her down to Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Hi-di, 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 hi. Things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Howdy, 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 howdy.
Strong stuff.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, this can is from a surplus disposal run. 15 overcharged ounces of pure uncompounded isopropanol butane monosulfate. When combined with oxygen and a little heat, will cause a rapid expansion.
Who wants an orange whip? Orange whip? Orange whip? Three orange whips.
Excuse us?
Good evening, ladies.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight. We would especially like to welcome all the representatives of the Illinois law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel Ballroom at this time. We certainly hope you all enjoy the show. And remember, people, that no matter who you are and what you do to live, thrive, and survive, there's still some things that make us all the same. You, me, them, everybody.
Everybody needs somebody.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The mafia's after
you guys him. Were hot. You were great, insane. I've got to record you.
Bullshit.
Bullshit? I don't bullshit. I'm president of Clarion Records, the largest recording company on the Eastern Seaboard.
So what?
Here's $10,000 in advance on your first recording session. Is it a deal?
Yeah, sure it's a deal.
Yeah, sure it's a deal.
Listen, all these cops out here, they're sort of waiting for us. We gotta get out of here without nobody seeing us. You know a back door out of this place?
Sure. I used to be head bouncer here back in the 70s. There's an electrical service duct right behind your drummer's riser.
Listen, do us a favor. Take $1,400 and give it to Ray's Music Exchange in Calumet City. And give the rest of the band.
You got it.
Thanks. Bye.
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 Make a break for you and the band. Keep playing.
Something's wrong. Where's Jake? We're just cruising. Let's go.
Just fine down there, slithering in the mud like vermin.
No problem.
You're not going to get away from me this time.
Check that out! Go, come on!
Sweetheart! You contemptible pig. I remain celibate for you. I stood at the back of a cathedral, waiting in celibacy for you, with 300 friends and relatives in attendance. My uncle hired the best Romanian caterers in the state,
To obtain the 7 limousines for the wedding party, my father used up his last favors with Mad Pete Trullo. So for me, for my mother, my grandmother, my father, my uncle, and for the common good, I must now kill you and your brother. Miserable slug. You think you can talk your way out of this? You betrayed me.
No, I didn't. Honest. I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My tux didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Lucas, it wasn't my fault, I swear to God!
Oh, Jake. Jake, honey.
Let's go.
Take it easy.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Faster than this.
Bob, I think I got a little problem.
God damn, boy.
Beverly Signal 1079er. Officers are in pursuit. A black and white 1974 Dodge sedan. Southbound on 47. Respond to Signal 1079er. Occupants of vehicle, one Joliet Jake Blues, one Elwood Blues. Considered extremely dangerous.
I gotta pull over.
Southbound on State Highway 47.
What number are we?
55.
Car 55. We're in a truck.
Signal 1079er still engaged. Vehicle traveling southbound, approaching Chicago city limits. Commander advises we'll contact Chicago precincts for a local intercept. Maintain pursuit. Use of unnecessary violence in the apprehension of the Blues Brothers has been approved.
Yeah.
fuck was that?
The motor. He's throwing a rod.
Is that serious?
Yep.
Always loved you.
Office of the Assessor of Cook County.
Down the hall, turn right, take the elevator 1102.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Did you see two guys come in here, black suits, black hats, one carrying a briefcase?
Yeah. I just sent them down there.
Thank you.
Hold the door.
Help you?
That's where they pay the taxes, right?
Right.
This money is for the year's assessment on the St. Helena of the Blessed Shroud Orphanage in Calumet City, Illinois.
$5,000. It's all there, pal.
Began to swing. Should have heard us knock out jail, but a single
New Orleans said, buddy, don't you beat no square? You can't get a partner, use a wooden chair.
Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock.
Everybody on the old South Line was dancing and sing along, rock, yeah.
Somebody to hold, to kiss, to miss, to squeeze and bleed.